I'm Ruth Kramer with Nusha Network News. Wars and rumors of wars constantly circulate in the headlines. And whether it's ISIS attacks in Jakarta or Syria using starvation as a weapon of war, Joe Hanley of Asian Access says there's a common thread.
In the midst of that situation, everyone is looking for leadership.
Asian Access helps leaders throughout Asia learn how to confront challenges with Christ in mind. They look to partner with
some unknown person that can really raise up as a shepherd type leader, a leader that, you know, the world might not fully recognize at first, but the kind of person who has a heart after God.
At her website, Hanley describes the outlook for 2016 and how they're partnering with leaders to fulfill the Great Commission.
Not just making disciples, but it's making disciples of all nations.
And Set Free Ministries recently finished a project for future disciples. Set Free's Dean Vandermay.
We're celebrating the opening of an orphanage in Uganda called God Cares Orphanage. It took 2 years to construct, and it was through the efforts of Set Free Ministries and their donors who helped work with the locals there to put this amazing orphanage up for over 550 orphan kids where AIDS began.
Many of these kids have AIDS, which is something Set Free has to keep in mind.
We actually sometimes blame God for the evil that's come upon us. So we have to work through a lot of that, working with children of abuse.
Would you pray that Set Free's help will remind kids of Jesus' love and his plans for them? You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope during hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.